on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Adam Fryer, good morning and well done last week, mate. You tipped the round.
Yeah, tipped the round, Slats. And I just wanted to break on this show too. I'm actually pulling out of the Olympic Games as well in the 7. So I've decided that it's just going to be a little bit too much. And I've got a commitment to this show, so I won't be going the round.
All right, you and Quade Cooper.
Yeah, you and Quade Cooper.
Yeah, it's a good segue into that. Look, Quade, certainly, he had a crack at 7. There's no doubt about it. I think where Quade really lost it is where he wasn't available for the tournament here in Sydney. And I just don't think he would have had enough time to get used to the game and be ready for this team. And look, Andy Friend, to his credit, called it early. Said, mate, great footballer, but just probably not going to have enough time. And his club there in France probably weren't too, they weren't too easy on him trying to leave and play 7. So it's probably the best result for both parties, I think.
Adam, when's the final team announced for Rio? Is there a chance that they would have a marquee? I'm talking like an Israel Folau or a Kirtley Beale, or is the team just going to be like 7s players?
Well, it's a good question because that's sort of been on everyone's lips the last 6 months, Israel Folau, Kirtley Beale, and I know they'd both love to go and represent their country at the Olympic Games, but I just can't see it happening with the test season. It will be, it's not final yet. There is a couple of tournaments to go. There might be a player such as Henry Spaeth. I think that's probably going to be your highest marquee, but let's not take away a lot of these young players in this 7s side are better 7s players than our marquees coming in, or their form
yes.
certainly suggests that. Henry Hutchinson, Ed Jenkins in his best career form, and he's the captain. So we're looking all right. We're under the radar. A medal chance, highly likely. Gold's probably a little bit ambitious, but we all go over there looking to get gold. But it's a good side. I think they'll do very well.
Talking about the Waratahs last week, mate, that was a terrific win.
Well, they needed two slats, and I said that if they could go to Perth and get that big win, winning Cape Town, which they're very good at doing, they come back now to Sydney, they're taking on the Cheetahs, and look, you'd suggest they'd win, and the market's certainly saying that, but they've got a game in hand, the Tars. Now, if they beat the Cheetahs and then they get that win and even games on any of the other clubs, they're actually looking really strong and really good, better than the Brumbies. So, yeah, an emphatic win. And the best thing about that win was Michael Hooper. He had a blinder and reports after the game said he had a bit of barley belly and he had a bit of a crooked tummy. So he played very well under those conditions. And Israel Folau at 13 just scored an absolutely outstanding try, broke the line. Look, bad thing about that is he wasn't training yesterday. He sat on the sidelines. Rob Horn trained at 13. Whether Izzy plays or not is not going to really impact the game, I think. Rob Horn at 13 is still a very sound choice. So I reckon the Tars will be good. I'd take them minus the line.
Okay. All right. Well, let's have a look at that because we've got the New South Wales Waratahs. They're $1.13. The Cheetahs are $6. So we chatted with Bernard Foley yesterday who kicked that winning goal. Michael Hooper scored that try in the 78th minute last weekend. Mate, the Brumbies are $1.40 up against the Bulls $3. Now, that match is $7.40 tonight. And the Brumbies have sorted out that front office problem, mate. They've got Michael Jones is gone. They came to an agreement.
Yeah. I'm glad that's over, TK.
Yeah.
A little bit like your yoga career. It had to end. I think it just needed to end in the fact that rugby's got a very small space in this media game, and it was just consumed by Michael Jones. And look, I don't know who's the right party or what's going on there, but the right thing was both of them to part ways. And I don't care what you say. Any distraction off the field, whether you're a player, staff member, sponsor, it's a distraction if it's that big. So, look, the players' names were involved in it. I'm hoping now that that's part of they can actually start winning some footy games. This Bulls side isn't a side they're just going to roll over. I think it's going to be a close margin. But Stephen Moore's back in the team, and that's a huge difference. He's a good leader, and I think they should get the win. But I reckon around that 1 to 12 mark.
And the Force, $1.45, mate. They'll beat the Sun Wolves, $2.75.
Oh, look, I don't know, Slats. I would have said, 2 months ago they'd roll them. But I think we could be seeing an upset on this one. I think the Sun Wolves, I would never have thought it. But the Force look a little bit rudderless at the moment. And they're scraping for talent. And also, you've got the Reds tonight taking on the Crusaders. I think the Reds, they'll show really well. Start in that game. I think they'll go all right against the Crusaders.
Wow.
He says they always do.
Well, they're $9, the Reds.
Yeah, no, I'm saying this to your callers now. If you can get that start, get on board.
$9.
They're in some good form and flying under the radar.
I'll just get the start up, okay? I'm just going to the line is 18 and a half.
Yeah, that's nearly three tries. Hard to win a football game when you're three tries behind. But look, the starts in Super Rugby are certainly being promising this year. And I just think the Reds are in better form than what people are suggesting. Carmichael Hunt, he could be in gold this year. I know they're missing Samu Karevi, but their side's very good. And Nick Frisby, their halfback, he'd be challenging Nick Phipps at the moment. He's playing really good. Although I think the Waratahs 9 is certainly a Wallaby standout at the moment.
Oh, mate, I've got to say, he's flying, Frisby.
Oh, how good is he? Great footballer. And that's the thing. The Reds are, because they had such a horrible start, and it was all about the coach. They lose the coach, they bring in two others. It's sort of all they could do now is sort of understate and over-deliver. And I think they're doing very well. I don't think, of course, they're not going to make the finals. They're in a real rebuilding phase. But if they start getting a few big names from overseas coming back and playing in Australian rugby, which papers are suggesting today with Leroy Houston, they'll be a strong side, and I just reckon this week, I don't think they'll get the win, but any start with this Reds team, you'd take it at the moment.
Yeah, he's got a real good flick pass, that Frisbee.
Is that a bit tongue-in-cheek there, Flat?
No, not at all.
Okay, I just thought the whole Frisbee thing and flick.
No, not at all. We don't do that.
It's not the final throw for Frisbee.
TK, this yoga thing, I saw you walking around in a pair of happy pants and a yoga mat a chesty bond singlet. Is this something you're going to continue doing?
Mate, I'm that delicate. I go the double mat.
I'm telling you, this yoga thing is a month away from getting out of hand. And you know what ultimately happens? You get those big baggy pants with no underpants on. He's a month away.
That won't be happening.
You're a month away.
You're probably not enjoying it, TK, because you've been doing it in jeans.
You are a month away from that, Terry, now, and that's when the world is very scary.
Quickly, after all his shenanigans, right, I need to...
You started this.
You're tipping the Brumbies at $1.40, right?
The Brums will win.
I want to tweet this out. Sunwolves are your wild card?
Very, very wild. I just think it could happen, mate. Crazy things are happening in this comp.
The Reds at the line?
Yeah, I like the Reds at the line, and I also like the Waratahs minus the line.
Waratahs minus the line. Good on you, mate. We thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate your time.
we appreciate... I wish you'd come in. Where are you?
I heard about the yoga thing and acting a bit weird. And
the moped
every
would...
time I came on Friday, you guys have had a long week.
The moped.
It's just a bit weird.
The tyres were flat in the moped this morning.
See you, buddy.
See you, mate.
See you, guys.
See you, Adam.